Grief and Loss by Amanda Butler. I awoke in the middle of the night and burst into tears. I didn't know why. I couldn't explain it. Had I been dreaming? I pondered as I heard a deep, mournful sob escape my lips. I didn't think so. I became aware of a deep sorrow that seemed to be coming from the depths of my soul. What on earth is wrong with you? I asked myself, trying to hold back my emotion. I felt my whole body trembling. My breath came in ragged gasps as I desperately fought to hold back the tears. But to no avail. I started sobbing uncontrollably, and a mournful, low-pitched wail escaped my lips. "What on earth is wrong with you, Amanda?" my boyfriend asked me, rather astounded at my behaviour. We'd just had a really fun night, and he had no idea what had set me off. "I don't know," I gasped in between sobs. "It's like I've lost someone." As the sobs overwhelmed me, my breaths came in quick, shallow gasps, each inhalation a desperate attempt to find air amid the waves of emotion. My chest tightened. My heart raced against my ribcage, leaving me dizzy and disoriented, caught in a cycle of gasping and weeping that seemed to stretch time itself. I eventually calmed myself down, and rather bewildered, fell into an exhausted sleep. I'd never behaved like that before. He must have thought I'd gone mad. It was a cool autumn Friday night, September the 21st, 1990. My boyfriend at the time was an officer in the RAF, living on an RAF base on the outskirts of London. As part of their social calendar, the officers had organised an Oktoberfest in the officers' mess, with several friends and other officers all dressed in lederhosen and German-style Hansel and Gretel outfits. Everyone had enjoyed the fun-themed dinner, drank Weiss beer and sang Umpapa, like Baron Bombast and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. We were all staying overnight in the mess with eight other friends and very merrily wished each other good night. It had been such a fun evening. I fell asleep as soon as my head hit the pillow. The next thing I knew, I was crying my eyes out for no apparent reason, which was so not me. The following morning, I slowly came to, feeling rather fragile. My eyes still closed, I started to recall the events of the night before and wondered if perhaps I'd had a bad dream. But no, to my body it felt raw and very real, whatever it was. It wasn't a dream. I hadn't drunk that much, so it wasn't a drunken outburst. I checked myself, feeling quite exhausted, having cried myself to sleep. Chris was still asleep. I rose quietly and went to the bathroom to wash my face, wondering on what on earth had possessed me the night before. I stared at myself in the mirror. My eyes looked puffy. How odd. I was still feeling very out of sorts, couldn't understand why. The next thing I knew, there was a knock on the bedroom door in the officer's quarters. "Morning, sir. Sorry to disturb you, but there's a phone call for Amanda," the voice said. "Oh, God," I said with a feeling of foreboding. It was a time before most people had mobile phones, but I told my parents where I'd be. It had been planned for some time. I pulled some clothes on, as if in a heavy fog, my heart pounding. A cold sweat covered my brow as I walked slowly down the corridor to the phone, time stretching around me as if everything was moving in slow motion. "Hello?" I said apprehensively. There was a sharp intake of breath on the other end of the line. "Hello, Amanda, it's Dad." "Yes," I said with a long pause. "What's wrong?" I asked, a dreaded inner knowing pressing heavily on my heart. "It's Simon." Another long pause. "He's had an accident." My brother was away on business in Israel. "Paragliding." I caught my breath. "So what does that mean? Is he in the hospital? What have they said?" I said anxiously, thinking perhaps he was in the hospital with multiple broken bones. Silence, another catch of breath at the other end. "Dad?" My heart started shaking. My hands started shaking. I felt as if I was going to be sick. I heard his fractured words, with my mother surprisingly muted crying in the background. I heard this strange sound in my ears, It was a sound of such deep sorrow and pain, strangely reminiscent of last night, I reflected. I then realised that the deep bass cry was coming from me, echoing the sound I'd made in the night. My dearest brother, Simon, was three years older than I, at 27. My best friend, my closest sibling, my mentor and my ally was gone. My life as I knew it was to be irrevocably changed.